Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Do you ever feel like you and your other half are speaking completely different languages? Well, you might be in good company, because Michelle Obama has revealed that she and Barack had to work on communication in their marriage and the different love languages they respond to. Wait till you hear this, because the former First Lady has been opening up about the reality of marriage as part of her new podcast. She spoke to Oprah, who else, you say, and she had this to say.
One of the things that's different in how we show love is that because his family lived far away and traveled a lot, he had to learn to love at a distance, you know, and that means there are more words said, more love exchanged, more physical, you know.
They do the I love you.
Yeah,
and
I love
all
you.
That.
I love you. Love you, you too. Love you too. You know. Yeah. I grew up with everybody like within 8 blocks of each other. You know, all my aunts and uncles and great uncles and cousins and, you know, everybody celebrated birthdays. So we were with each other every weekend, twice a weekend. We were always together. So it was like, bye. I don't have to tell you I love you because I'm going to see you Saturday, right? So love for me was showing up. You know, it was like, yeah, stop kissing me. Just do the laundry.
Well, that's Michelle Obama. Mary Johnson, specialist in relationship counselling at Accord. Love you, Mary. Love you.
Yes, Cormac, how are you? And as I was listening to Michelle Obama there, I was thinking, if someone put petrol in my car, I would be exceedingly grateful for it. It's one of the love languages, acts of service.
Well, do you understand what she means here by love languages?
Yes, there's a book written by Dr. Gary Chapman in which he outlines love languages. I suppose it's ways of showing care, love and consideration to our partner. So he divides them into 5 kind of categories, if you like. So one would be compliments, giving and receiving compliments, saying something complimentary, genuinely complimentary to your partner. The second one would be spending quality time together. The third one would be physical touch. The fourth one would be acts of service, hence my putting petrol in my car piece there. And the other one would be receiving gifts. I think really what he's talking about, Cormac, is, you know, people appreciate different things and people are comfortable and not comfortable. So it's about getting to know the other person and what means a lot to them and what they would find helpful and what they would help them to know that you really cared about them and loved them.
Do you ever see a couple in a bar sitting down with drinks in front of them and not talking for ages now? What do you make of that now? Is that a functional or dysfunctional relationship?
Well, you see, I suppose looking at something just immediately like that and making a judgment, we could be way off. This could be a couple that just need a little bit of peace and quiet. They've left a hectic house with children running around and all the rest, and they've gotten a babysitter and they're just sitting out saying, whoosh, great. Or it could be people who are in difficulty and, you know, things have become tense and difficult.
And is there any difference between the first couple and the second couple? Is there any difference in the quality of the silence or the stare into the distance?
Well, I think there is a difference. Like, I mean, if you're just relaxing and you're enjoying the break and enjoying the bit of recreation and safe and feeling safe and comfortable in another's company, it's a lot different to sitting there saying, oh my God,
seething.
I can't bring up this, I can't bring up that, I don't know how to say what I want to say, he doesn't care, she doesn't care. There's a big difference. I was tempted to ask you, Cormac, about any of your love languages.
Any of my love languages?
Which one jumps out at you? None?
Well, I'm quite, I can be quite silent, Mary, and I think it drives my wife crackers sometimes. But
okay, so you need to take that on board, I suppose, and take on board that she might like to hear a little bit more from you. So
no,
you
she definitely
take
doesn't.
Take on board what
I don't
she
think
likes.
I don't think she does. I think she wants me to shut up, Mary. I feel like I'm getting couple therapy here without my wife on the air.
Well, listen, if you want couple therapy, you come to Accord. We've been working with couples for over 60
Mary,
years, so we have a lot of experience.
Number one, this is not an ad for Accord. And number two, my wife and I are perfectly fine.
Great.
So says
That's
I.
Great.
No, come here to me. Come here. In all seriousness, this is not about me and my wife. Can arguments be good? Is there any time when an argument is actually healthy?
Yes, an argument can be helpful and healthy. And, you know, sometimes there's a myth that, oh, we get on great, we never have any arguments. Mm. Or that those people get on great, they never have any arguments.
Yeah.
It's really how you handle your arguments that makes them helpful or unhelpful. There are people in the States who've done research, the Gottmans, they're psychotherapists and scientists, and they say, you know, that it's the way that you handle arguments that will be, I suppose, will kill a relationship or keep a relationship going. So when there's nothing disrespectful said or done in an argument, it's quite good to say, listen, I see it very differently. I don't want this or I don't want that.
Hang on a second here. And isn't everyone disrespectful to some degree in an argument? Get away out of that now,
well,
Cormac.
They needn't be, Cormac. Huh? They needn't be. We needn't be. We needn't be.
No, but I'm talking about the reality here. I'm talking about the reality. Like, you don't tell me that in accord you ask people to say, I hear what you're saying, but unemotionally, this is how I feel. Is that what you say? You're like,
oh,
the
no,
Yanks.
It wouldn't be unemotionally. No, we help people to be able to speak and to be able to listen. And we, you know, would encourage people to be respectful, because in any situation, whether it be an intimate relationship or a work situation, if you don't feel respected, then that's a really bad experience for
okay,
you.
Well,
and you're not going to be able to take on board where the other person is coming from.
Don't get me started in the crowd I work with, Mary. It's, I'll tell you,
well,
there's a whole book
I'm
in
sure
that.
They're all very respectful.
Look, I love you even more now. Mary Johnson, specialist in relationship counselling at Accord. Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk again soon. Now,